the critical repairs of the spillway. I appreciate everybody's flexibility and hard work in working on this, and I know that it's been a struggle. Thank God the weather's been very much in our favor. Hopefully it will continue. And with that said, I know that the PDT working on this lamprey flume has got a plan that they're put together. Sean sent out a coordination form today. If you don't have a copy, he's got some with you. So there was a couple of other attachments.
Did you say yesterday?
And so with that, I'd like Sean to go ahead and walk us through this coordination form. And hopefully we can have some dialogue with the result of getting all the work done, and the weather will remain dry and moderate.
Are you buying lottery tickets too? You're going to buy some lottery tickets as well?
And just check.
I have one in my pocket.
I would.
And the Blazers are going to the championship. It's all going to fall into place.
So taking a couple of steps back, as most or all of you are aware, we had some concurrent projects that were conflicting, namely the and still going, the spillway repairs and the lamprey flume system are kind of the two biggies. And as a result of that, and some other delays in the lamprey flume construction, we are requesting the extension of the in-water work period for the flume construction as outlined in the coordination request. And what I was going to suggest is that we essentially go through items 1, 2, 3, 4 through 6 kind of one at a time, because there's a lot of different moving parts, and just talk about what the request is and what the operation would look like, and then get a sense of how and if we can accommodate it. I wanted to get this extension request to you sooner, but it's been the flume system schedule continues to evolve, the spillway repair schedule continues to evolve, and so we are changing this right up into the last minute, and I'm sure there's been more updates since then. So my apologies for not giving you more review time. But does anyone have any questions before we kind of launch into number one here?
Could you walk them through what the parts are and this sort of the just understanding what we're trying to accomplish?
Sure. If you turn to what is, I think, the fifth page?
Figure one
shows the flume system that we're talking about. With the north downstream entrance, the yellow parts are the flume system itself, with the blue.
Schneider has joined the conference.
The blue piping is the gravity water supply system for it. There's a red circle on the figure indicating where the connection point is to a kind of traditional lamprey ramp that University of Idaho is putting in at the upstream terminus of that, which I think is detailed on Figure 3 in the package. So I don't know if you needed more than that or where we are.
There's seven different parts.
Yeah.
So there's several different places we can stop, and so that's where we'll walk through.
And exactly. So one of the attachments that Tammy sent out when she was setting up this meeting includes a table with I hope folks that are calling in either printed out the table or are able to look at it. It's an Excel spreadsheet, and there's some highlighted rows in yellow that say ramp off point. So this is the most up-to-date schedule I've seen on from the contractor in our construction office, estimating when different components of the flume system can be installed in February. And there are some ramp-off points. That is, if you had issues with construction, or for whatever reason we had to delay work, and it wasn't looking like we'd have a completed system by the end of the in-water work period, those are our best opportunities to stop construction and revisit it at a later date. So that's what Scott is referring to.
So as we go through the whole thing, you'll understand kind of what parts need to get in when and where we might have to stop otherwise.
Well, this request is for completing the flume. Some of you recall about, was it a week and a half ago or 2 weeks ago almost now, we sent out a message saying because of the delays, it wasn't looking like this flume system was going to get completed. Because the spillway repairs have been accelerated and are moving along a lot more quickly than anticipated, it is looking like now we can have a functional completed flume system if we get this extension into March. And so that's where we are today. With both entrances.
Really?
Yeah.
Done.
So that's why we're here. Yeah. And then I think what Scott's getting at is if you don't complete this year, then or this season, then we'd want to start talking about what the next opportunity would be. So, as with any construction project, things will evolve as they do. And like, for example, over the weekend, they were trying to remove the caisson component of this, and they ran into some issues with that. So, yeah, things happen. Item one is the first part of this is an extension of the in-water work period for the Washington Shore ladder itself. And there's two parts to this, the A and the B. What we're proposing based on this updated schedule is that from basically March 1st through the 11th, you'd have partial operation of the Washington Shore ladder with the south upstream and south downstream entrances open. The north downstream and upstream entrances closed. As many floating orifice gates open as possible, I don't know what the latest word is on which ones could be open and which ones would have to be closed.
Yes.
Yeah, Ben, have you heard anything new on that?
This is Natalie. Has left the conference.
Which could be open or during construction. So one of the questions is, could you have gates open that are on the north end of the power
house?
And
I think that'll be up to
the basement.
Right.
Yeah.
So I haven't heard the latest. Steve Schlenker's out sick today, so I'm sure we'll hear more from him later. Yeah, it's going around.
I could have brought Flynn in and got the recipe, sir.
Dave Sattler
has joined the conference.
So what was the potential
that you were waiting to see which dive safety allows. Dive safety says there's no problem with orifices and you can have
still
them all open.
Still trying to figure out which gates you could have open during.
Obviously, probably the ones on the south end will probably be fine. It's how close can you get to the dive work.
As far as the project goes, is there any limitation if they close half of them off?
Right. Are you hearing that question? The guys from the project, is there any reason, because of the equipment in the area, that you wouldn't be able to operate all the floating orifice gates, assuming that the dive office signed off on the idea of having open gates?
Nope.
Okay. That was easy.
When do you expect a response from dive? Safety.
We'll probably have to go out there and look at it.
They're aware of the question. It's being discussed. So, and I think they were doing some velocity tests there last week. So during this period, bringing this back through the 11th, what you'd see is if you look at Figure 2. And Nathan actually sent me some pictures that are updated showing the floating platform in place as well. But there is a temporary decking that's over that transportation channel between the north downstream entrance and the north upstream entrance, the crane working on top. There's also off and on going to be a floating platform, the barge that they're using for the spillway repairs along that north monolith as well. So during that period in March, you'd have, you know, this crane working over the fishway, but both of those entrances would be closed. Right. Correct. And then the second part of this is the 12th through the 31st. We'd bring the ladder back up into full service, but there would be work within 50 feet of the fishway. The understanding would be it'd be relatively quiet activities, that you wouldn't have the crane right over that transportation channel. That decking would be removed. You would have installation of the LPS by University of Idaho, reinstallation of handrails, and someone had mentioned the other day possibly also that period would include some work on the grassy knoll area. I was laugh when I hear it. But anyway, right, exactly, plant trees and whatnot. So basically demob. That's the proposed Washington Shore operation. In addition, Ben, maybe you could speak to the tying the Cascades Island ladder into Washington Shore.
Well, that just kind of came up today as far as potentially bumping it up, but it's got some impact to that contractor just based on the clearance that we'd have to do. So from the project perspective, doing it isn't a big deal. We could accommodate it next week, or we could stick with the following week like we had originally planned. But to manipulate that clearance, to place bulkheads and such is probably going to mean that contractor's not working under that clearance for half a day or so.
Okay. However, part of this request, the plan was to, by March 1st at least, and prior to March 1st, having Cascades Island exit closed and have those fish diverted via the UMT to the Washington Shore exit at some point prior to March 4th, 1st. Because of the spill. I guess right now, by the way, they're spilling on the south end of the powerhouse.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, this is totally different, because that's not a...
So, yeah, I think Lori was talking about in the...
North.
They can't spill north until...
Later.
Hey, excuse me here, but can you get closer to the microphone?
No.
Yes, try.
I'm fine.
He's lurking.
I'm lurking. Yeah.
Having a real tough time hearing anything.
Yeah, it is.
I haven't said anything.
Oh, yes, you are.
We're hanging on every word there here.
So the issue is what we're doing now. We have Cascade Island exit open, fish exiting in front of the spillway, and the spillway is spilling about 40 kcfs. So that's an issue. What you're telling me is that spill is all on the south side. What and until how long?
Until the concrete cures for the base 2 through 4, and so Lori's trying to get confirmation as to when that would be. We've heard Thursday, but there was also a reply from Scott Wilcox. I haven't read that to know if it's sooner.
What is the south side? Are we talking about what base?
No, north. Spilling. We can't spill north.
I know. Which base?
For south.
What base are we currently spilling at?
What, 13 through 17, I believe.
That sounds right.
What did he say?
1 through 13?
13 through 17.
13 through 17.
Yeah, let me see.
Okay.
Here.
Okay. And so that's going to go on through Thursday? 2 days? And then.
That's what it sounds like.
Minimum. It could be longer.
And then they would switch to 1 through 8.
Right. That's the problem. So this is. That's not, I mean, 2 days, whatever. We got a lot of days here to go. So really, for the most part of this time frame, we're talking about spilling on the wrong side of the river for Escanel and Mexico. So that's an issue. It's an issue. We know that's a fallback problem for any fish. And I did look at, I mean, the run, what we're seeing right now for steelhead passage is very low, mm-hmm. 10 or less fish a day. Historically, though, the run is a little bit higher than that, so however you want to look at that. Now, normally, it would be around 20 fish a day or so at this time in February, then it goes up in 30, and then it goes up in 50, so then you go to the middle of March. Because it's low, it's a concern for me. Seeing low numbers of fish this time is just means we need to be that much more careful about what we're doing. So, that's out there, and that needs to be thought about. You know, what I don't want is the merry-go-round of fallback
right.
on Castle Island. So, also don't really want to shut that ladder down because we have flow. Will have flow on that side of the river. I mean, right now it could be shut down, but that's a lot of work. I realize it's not so easy. But it's a negative. It's definitely negative in this operation that we're going to have to add all these negatives up. And I'll be outlining several more, I think, as we go through the day here. So for us, it's an issue of take, and you know how you offset that. We can't have take.
So you would prefer to have all spill south?
I would prefer south, as far away from the Cascade Island exit as we can get. We have B branches running. So, you know, that's the good thing. But what I'm hearing, I don't know, is it?
I didn't think so. I don't think Fishtail 4 is up yet.
Ben, when does B branch come back?
It's worse.
Well, we're shooting for 28 Feb.
Okay, so we got spill on the side of the river where we don't have a ladder. Look, great. It's just wonderful.
Okay.
How long would you guesstimate you'd be spilling 1 through 8? Would that be how you'd be spilling from, you'll be starting at the earliest this Thursday, going all the way through until you're done with this?
Yeah, I think on the current schedule it would be through, was it the 17th of?
That's when McCamus is supposed to be done.
Of February.
Or the 21st. They don't have a firm date yet.
So somewhere between this, around the 20th.
Of Feb?
Of February.
The day was 20 Feb.
Don't tell me Bradford's all the way out. We have no passage except Cascade Island.
So we'll do that now so I can go do other stuff?
Yeah, we're done.
We're going to say this.
Okay. So anyway, that's the one issue. It's an issue.
A participant has left the conference.
Two spill patterns of those two, and I would choose the flat pattern.
Yeah. That goes out there.
That's not what we're doing, but I would choose to go there. So that needs to be for what it's worth.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, so they're working on bay 14. I think that's starting, I don't know their schedule very well, guys, and that's not my job, but I think they're starting actually the 8th. So let me confirm exactly what that is. For Bay 14, because that's what keeps us from spilling south.
Right.
Is they're sitting right in that bay up.
Yeah, it sounds like they're going to be there for much of the February.
But they're pretty quick. They've been faster than we've expected, so let me get the firm dates and times. I'm not absolutely certain.
Short duration.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm assuming it's going to go on for the whole month.
Where are you saying, Scott?
No, I don't think
it's 17th.
Yeah, that's
on the schedule.
May 14th.
Yeah, it's only when they're doing Bay 14 that we can't go south. That's the only time. So that's what I need to confirm for you.
So, and yeah, one of those dates,
I'll let Scott Wilcox.
The question is whether it's shifted and since this was.
Right, but that's what we have at the moment.
Right.
I mean, right now, if you look at Tammy's schedule, it looks like the, what, 17th?
The 7th.
Yeah.
Yep.
17th, and you're probably going to have some cure time, whatever that is.
But it's been curing very fast.
So 10-day period.
Well, no, not really. It's been curing. They got their strength in 4 days, so they've got really high-strength concrete. So, yeah.
So February 7th.
Well, let me check it.
Who knows what?
Let me check it. I'm going to email Scott and ask. He's the
17th.
17th is when we should be done. February 17th should be done. Well, let's put this way. On the schedule that Tammy sent with her stuff.
Right.
23rd is when they're all done.
So that's 23rd?
Yeah, so they start on the 16th.
I'm guessing that that's where that date comes from.
Now, does that mean you can spill, or does that mean they're done? That's something you need to find out.
No, that's when they're done, then you have to cure.
Yeah,
that's when they move on to change the hours, correct.
So what'd you say, Scott? Now it's the 23rd?
Well, if you look on the schedule, she put out the 23rd.
The 17th is when Bay 14 is complete. All spillway work is then complete.
That means total demo.
Gary, the handouts.
So you can spill on the 23rd.
Look around and see whenever time somebody throws the day. Something off of that is different.
Right. And it could be sooner.
So plan for the 23rd, you can spill. Might be a little earlier, but right now, plan for the
23rd, we can shift spill.
We'll use the whole spill.
Hopefully, I don't know. I don't know if that includes cure time or not. 23rd
is, let me just say that after this morning's conversations, you know, I in talking with Lori wasn't able to call in today. She had some appointments. So I'm assuming we're going to have to continue to talk about the spill situation. So I know it's important, but I don't think we have the right people necessarily.
So sometime from this Thursday to sometime late February, we're going to be stuck with the pattern, this basically north pattern that Gary's so in love with.
That's correct.
And then sometime after that, then we'll be able to do a full spill.
Yeah, there's a big negative one right there.
Do positives cancel the negatives?
I'm still waiting for
the positives.
I can't wait to know what the positives are.
Salmon positives.
Hey, Vern?
Yes.
I don't know how much difference it makes to folks, but is half a day having the folks out of that clearance worth it if you can open up the Washington Shore exit and do away with this debate on spill?
The problem for you guys, if we take the contractors out for half a day, they get Washington Shore up and running, we no longer have the spill issue to deal with.
That would be great.
Is it worth it to do that?
I suspect it would. It depends on the day.
I don't run that contract.
She's talking about to bring the... to open up the Washington Shore exit so that we can divert Cascades Island Pass fish, Natalie, over to that exit. It will impact the clearances for Fowler working on the flume system for like a half a day, whatever day that they're doing that work. That's correct, Ben?
That's correct.
So that would be something you'd have to float through construction because we already have reduced dive days and then we would not probably finish by the 9th. There's no way.
But this could be next week. It could be the following week. We're flexible with it, and we can do it. It just depends. People need to know that it's going to have a half-a-day impact.
Okay.
Thanks, Ben.
That's
good to know. It's a great option.
They'll have to go through construction.
And Karen Garmeyer was going to try to call in today. She said she wasn't available until after 2, so we'll see if she's able to call in. She's from the construction office. Okay. So on the going back to item number one, thoughts on that particular operation as it stands?
Okay.
Rick, do you have thoughts on that proposed?
I'm listening to these guys.
Okay.
No, that's okay.
That's fine.
All right.
And the next one too.
Yes.
I just wanted to confirm that means that the fish units, that we could start watering up the ladder that last week of February to have it ready to go March 1st. Is that correct? According to the schedule, it looks like that's correct.
Right.
Right, because everybody be on the ladder the 22nd.
Okay.
That's
of February.
Of February.
Right. So, Ben, did you catch that? You can do the fish unit commissioning that last week of February?
Yeah, did they say they'd be done in there on 22?
Right, that's the plan, is to be done with the in the ladder work by the February 22nd.
Okay.
The work that's physically inside, so they can bring it up to tail line.
And the dredging's done.
Dredging's already done. It was completely left.
There's a positive news story.
Hey. There you go.
Spillway repairs are going great.
There's lots of positive. I can feel more positive energy in this room.
What are we talking about? This issue. There's lots of positives out there.
So this item number two here involves powerhouse priority. The proposal outlined in here is to continue Powerhouse 1 priority through 6 o'clock in the morning on March 25th, which is when the turd velocity testing begins.
Careful about your college word.
Yeah. So, let's see. Prior to that date, you'll see it says, you know, B2 units will be in and out of service for safe dive operations. So 16 hours a day for dives during that early March period, with 8 hours available for Powerhouse 2 units. And with the understanding that the units on the south end of the powerhouse would be prioritized to provide some sort of attraction flow, although that's obviously not during the day.
Definitely not okay with this one, for so many reasons.
Okay.
Yeah, this is where we take a left turn. And from my standpoint, I'd like to see the second powerhouse be the priority operation, priority powerhouse from mid-March on. We need STSs in there as soon as the thing starts. I don't want to see any units run without STSs in place. Unless we have the corner structure running. STSs go in March 1, normally. So we're outside the period when we normally operate.
So it's April 1?
Nope. March 1 at Bonneville. So that's the fish passage season, starts March 1. So this is outside. This is inside the fish passage season. So as the plan says, no operation of unscreened units during that time period. I don't want to see that happen, mainly for kelts, but also for whatever juveniles we have moving. Which means a bypass system needs to run, which makes me wonder if you have any wide open holes in the middle of, you know, the AWS or the screen system. I mean, when can you run the GPS, I guess is the question. I don't know where you're...
You've got 15th of March.
Your water's coming
by
off of there.
Sometime.
So, yeah, so then we can, if they can have the screens ready, which normally would be in by the 1st of March, ready to go 15 March. And have the bypass system, but I'd like to see that powerhouse priority shift back over to the second powerhouse. And that's for kelp operations as well as juvenile passage.
But you're okay with it being out of service for most of the time?
For the first 2 weeks. First 2 weeks, yes. I'll live with that.
But the 15th to the 25th.
You don't want to see that out of service at all.
Right.
I don't want to see us running it for 8 hours and then shutting it off for 16 and then running for 8 and shutting it off for 16. That's not the best operation for adult attraction, adult passage. And it's not so good for running. If you're running a corner collector, which I would want you to run, And you'd want to shut it off every day, and I don't want to see that happen either, because then you've got a drying channel every day, up and down. It doesn't make sense to me. That's not a benign operation. So I'd like to see us go to the first, you know, go away from the first NRS operation mid-March. Or we talk about a corner collector operation, but then it still has to be a constant operation. I don't want to see every 8 hours, every 16 hours we shut them off or turn them on.
Because of the potential stranding issue?
Yeah, or? You've got to, you know, you take it down to zero, there's no half flow, there's leakage. You're down to leakage.
And your tail water's below the.
But we haven't seen that to be a problem to date.
Well, we only do
that's
it
correct.
Once a year.
Some years we do it multiple year. Times.
Yeah, we shouldn't be doing that.
The previous years we have. There was no problem. That's why we removed it for the FPP.
We removed the light from the FPP.
They don't have to walk the channel anymore.
I still, if you're going to do it every day, that to me is a problem. If you've got Celts in there, this is our primary route of usage. That's what we're saying, that if we're going to run this as our primary route of our primary bypass system because the screens aren't in or whatever, shutting it off every day doesn't make sense to me.
Hey, Ben. Have you guys, did you... think about the risks involved with that? I mean, are you concerned? Have you ever seen fish stranded?
Shutting the corner collector off.
Corner collector off.
Oh, you're talking about without flushing it?
Right. Well, I mean, assuming you would be flushing it, right?
No. I mean, we haven't. We used to.
No, you just shut it down.
Lock that channel, and we've never seen stranded fish in there.
But we run flushing water.
Flushing. We do.
Flushing yeah. When the ball gets down.
Is there any reason why we can't do the flushing water?
No. Is there a flushing valve
in
the gate?
I don't see any reason why we can't.
The operation, so.
Ben, did they put a flushing valve in the gate, or is it just in the bulkhead?
I'm not sure, Tammy. I'd have to check.
No, there are hourly restrictions on that, and is that something you have to manually flush, or is it automated, and if so?
Oh, no, you just turn on the flushing valve and leave it running.
Yeah, there's a flushing valve in the gate.
Okay, thanks.
What's the volume of the flushing valve? 3 inches. Okay.
We can figure that out.
But Gary's right. I mean,
well, this doesn't make sense. I mean, you run this thing, you run the corner collector, and you're laying the powerhouse. And then you shut the powerhouse off and spill and close the corner collector. How do we do that? I didn't see the button.
So you haven't met your trigger yet, Gary.
Doesn't matter. You're spilling.
Your trigger assumes you've got a JVS running. You don't have a JVS. How can you have a trigger? That's kind of hard to have a trigger without a screen system.
If there's no screens in there, I don't care about the trigger. We need to have a route pass.
You're talking
or we
about
don't run the units.
This starting March 15th.
Right.
And your proposal is March 17th.
Well, if we're going to run that powerhouse before that, I don't think we are we? We're not talking about running the powerhouse at all up to March 15th.
They're talking every night.
At night for 8 hours.
I don't see that at all. Not without a route, a passage. So there would have to be up through that period of time. Right? Anytime you run that powerhouse,
right.
After the 1st of March, we need a bypass. Plain and simple. All there is to it. That's what the plan says. That's what we've all agreed to. What we do.
Would you agree the corner collector is a bypass or
is
not?
It is.
Okay.
So we can go that route, but then we need to run it. And I don't want to see that thing run on, off the whole time, every day. That doesn't make any sense if you're spilling. Why would you do that?
So now the question is, could you run it constantly until your JVS system is back up and running? Then you might be able to go on, off?
What's that?
So basically, until the JV system is up, you leave the corner collector on the whole time. Once the JV system is back, then you could turn the corner collector off, figure out whatever the hell trigger we're going to use to open it for Celts.
Right, Chris, that's how you do it.
Okay. So then we can just argue about the trigger later.
Right, and I threw out a memo on that about an hour ago. So
yeah. I'm just going to say
you have a proposal on the table.
All right.
What was the date?
18th.
The 18th, okay.
Yeah.
And then potential logistics associated with short-term corner collector outages due to contracting safety requirements in the tail races. As equipment was moving around, that would be appropriate short duration V2 corner collector. And oftentimes it's made a safety issue as far as a contractor's equipment in the tail race, floating equipment.
Oh, I see.
This is that floating platform.
If they've got to get out. Yeah, you've got to do that.
Short duration.
Yeah.
As long as it's not doing it every day.
It is.
I don't have a problem with that.
They are moving it every day.
They're moving a platform every day?
Yeah.
No, that's different.
The one issue on that, on what you're talking about, is we have the corner collector under clearance for the contractor to go buy it. If we're just going to do a short open and closing, we're going to have to get permission to do that without a clearance on it.
Yeah, because they're going back and forth between our work back to the spillway work every day.
Yeah.
After March 1?
That's what you're asking for.
Well, the spillway work should be done by the 23rd of Feb, so I'm hoping to God you're not going to keep doing that.
I'm sorry, I didn't know the date.
Right. We're talking March 1st on right now.
We've
gotten you to March 1.
I'm sorry.
Will they be transiting after March 1 to the point where we need to turn off the clock? And I don't know the answer to that. I don't think so. I don't think that they would move it out every day. It should be able to withstand operation at night.
Right.
So I can't imagine that logistically that would make any sense. The only reason they were moving it around was to get to the spillway to do work. Once that's done, they wouldn't be.
Shouldn't be at all. We've got bigger problems if they're still working on the spillway after March 1st.
Okay, so I do have the dates for Scott. He just called me, or I called him. Okay, so Bay 14 is being worked on at night, 2-6 through 2-17 or 2-21, and that would be 221 would be cured concrete, everything's good to go. Okay, those are the dates. The time I have, I have 1800 to 6 a.m., so they were building the night shift. So that's the time. And so then you know where Bay 14 is, so no spill at that time on the south.
And that's whether it's day or night.
They'll have equipment at 114, and you won't be able to spill.
For a 2-week period, then we're stuck with the north side. So now it's up to whether or not we can get the Washer Shore exit open away from that Cascade Island. So hopefully
it should be really good. Yep. Okay.
So the bypass again comes back or can come back. What's the earliest date?
The DSM-2, we're saying March 12th, so basically the contractor's out of the water. They're supposed to be done. The contractor's supposed to be done on the 9th, according to the current schedule, and we added a couple-day buffer there that got us through the weekend. And so
the
project
is just the start of bringing it back, stuffing screens. The channel can be watered up, but you won't
have screens.
Can't get
screens up earlier? Why can't they be put in February?
Because
We need to be able to divert flow at night so that the spillway contractor can work in the spillway. Starting March 1st, right? And we can put up until March 1st, so we're running units. And up to March 15th. If they don't run, it doesn't matter. They can run screens. Because we will be running units. Every night. Until March 15th. You can't meet minimum without running units.
It's either spillway or you have to provide more than the first barrel's going to provide.
Right, it's not enough flow. It's only about 110 out of Powerhouse 1.
So right now we use Powerhouse 1 spillway to get the chum flows we need. Right. And that's going to keep going until about, looks like, the 23rd. At the 23rd?
For 18 hours of the day, the other 8 uses the Powerhouse.
Yeah, but I'm saying for that point. And then after that point, the spillway is back completely and can be used for as long as you want.
Right.
And then you wouldn't need to use Powerhouse 2.
We can't meet jump flows of Powerhouse 1, the spillway bays that we have.
We can, yeah.
We can. So yeah. What's correct. The right time at Powerhouse 2 needed for?
It's for the cost reduction.
Okay.
Just need to know.
So now we're back
but
to talking
quick
about
question though. Now are we getting we're getting close to the 105?
It's more than that too. So.
Okay. Do you want
to? I'll let you.
No, go ahead.
You like know the
issues
you,
better
so.
Than I do.
Well, I think that's just. I encourage you to talk about this when appropriate. But again, that's the other compounding factor is what to do with TDG. So back to the comment of well, why do you need to run units at night? So for example, as far as the let's just say for the spirit of conversation, we need to discharge 140 kcfs to maintain a 13.5. Let's do the math. 110 of it will come out of Powerhouse 1, so we've got to get to 140. We need 30 to come from somewhere. And so that's either been coming in the form of spill or Powerhouse 2.
Right.
So it's been tried to be this whack-a-mole
back
approach.
Well, 30 is fine. We've been spilling 40 at 104.6.
Correct, but we're really getting there. And so
we
back
are,
to this whole comment.
You just said 30.
Set 40.
And again, I encourage that, and I'm glad I'm misquoting because.
Are we talking 50 or 60? Is that
it depends
worried?
On the tide.
Depends
on the tide. Depends on the tide. Depends on the unit availability. There's a period this week where 2 units
Powerhouse
will be out.
Powerhouse 1 out. Mm-hmm. That would be the issue.
2 units.
Let's get to that.
You can be between 120 and 160, depending on tide, and so there always will be some variability in what we're still going to get that based on tide fluctuations. But it does bring up a really important point, which is right now we're currently mandating for the CHUM not to exceed 105. We do welcome your input on that issue as well.
We need to maintain the 105.
What is the criteria for the 105? Is it 1 hour, rolling 12 hours?
It's instantaneous.
Instantaneous?
Yeah,
so our tip is 105.
There's no waiver, so, I mean, the waiver is with a 12-hour high.
It's just for fish passage spills.
Right.
For April 1 through August.
That's where that 12 came from. So otherwise, it is instantaneous. I was checking up on that, too.
I looked, I couldn't find anything.
Correct. So we're stuck with that.
I can send you the link.
And that's that's a real issue. Again, you can tell me to cork it, but that real issue will be manifest itself tomorrow.
Right.
First thing at 0600 hours.
No, Powerhouse 1 needs 2 units
down. Coming out. So you take 20K now that will be spilled, and that will gas up the river. Yesterday, the highest reading was it 104.6?
Right.
104.6 at 40.
At late in the afternoon.
Well, then it looks like this up. We're done.
So
sorry, shock.
So
we're done.
But, you know.
Go home.
But again, there's been an issue again as well with depth compensation. So, as far as turning over all stones, feel free again. I don't want to go too far down into the weeds. But
this is important
again,
for the schedule.
Okay, I would like to hear your input on. Okay, so let's talk about that. If we spill higher, at this time, our understanding is 1 foot buys you a 3% reduction. So let's say, in order to get a foot, we have to spill another 15. Just a good approximation because it could be higher, it could be lower. You spill higher, another 15. At this time, our current limitation on the spillway, I believe, is capped out on the upper end at 70. We don't want to spill higher than 70 because that'll. So we're in this little window of having the ability to spill. Let's just, for the spirit of conversation, we did 40 and we eked by last night, and then if we push it harder, we meet that other limit of compromising spillway.
So essentially, we've got this 105 standard that's measured. It's an exceedance on an hourly basis or instantaneous. So where do we draw the line? Where do we say, okay, we need to actually something has to give here? 106 for an hour, is that a showstopper? 105.5 for an hour. I mean, we need to define at this point. When do we start saying that we need to change how we operate?
You guys will tell us it's the standard. It's the,
well,
it's the
law.
Yes, I read my lips.
Articulate though.
Let me remind you this later if you want to go down this path of varying from the 105.
Yeah,
I'll gladly
okay
remind you this later.
All right, and so I'll gladly remind you we're here to adaptively manage, and so we're trying to figure out.
Oh, don't use adaptive management.
Well,
we haven't done adaptive management in 5 years.
Wait,
don't go there.
So backing up again,
yes.
This is where the powerhouse operation comes into play. You can get your debt compensation through the powerhouse and not gas the river as hot.
If you can operate the powerhouse during the day.
Right.
Or you can run a flutter pattern, and that could get you less gas.
Well, we're not going to be able to do that
for a while. Flutter pattern and get less gas.
We can't be able to do that for a while.
Either of those two issues we can't do. And tomorrow we lose two units.
Yeah.
So 20K is going to be spilled in addition.
To Winnipeg.
Yes, for 2 days.
So we were,
is that a 2 day out?
Correct. That's Wednesday and Thursday.
Well, the thing is, right now the spill pattern is south. We don't switch to the north pattern until Thursday. So you might have to hold off a day for your contractor to be able to spill to the south, which is better from everything.
Well, if we get the units back, though, under the current non-desirable south pattern, we eked by. So I think it would be...
What are the units coming out for?
Monolith repair, which is a high priority, and I was hoping
your
comment would be about delaying.
And that's starting tomorrow,
tonight. But just due to the magnitude of the work, it's monolith repair, there's significant issues, so we got the note.
I'm about to get a stupid overhead and start writing updates.
So again, Gary, we do. I would welcome any feedback you have, because right now we're in a pixel. Tomorrow, we'll have another 20K to move.
You got good handwriting, I guess.
It's reasonable to assume.
Get us in.
It's reasonable to assume we exceed 105.
Right.
Okay, what are some of the dates we got here?
Well, start with tonight. If you got two units out at Power Sponsor, you're going to have to do some crazy spill.
So
how about we just...
Is February, you're not
starting with
Gary Doug?
Tomorrow.
Why don't we just start putting dates up here and putting times here? Because right now it's going to be super... It's getting super hard to keep track of all the dates. Exactly.
Governor Monaville.
You got to go by issue.
Left the conference.
Ben can't take it anymore.
That's why I haven't been paying attention. It's like,
all right, so... Starting today, we got two units down. MU, they're going out of service
tomorrow.
No, tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
not today. Today we're
okay. Which ones?
Information.
There, two at Powerhouse One.
Do you have that?
Yeah, units 7 and 8 at Powerhouse One will be down from I think 600 to 1700.
Just
to accommodate some dive work.
600 to what?
1700.
600 to 1700. Unit 17.
7 and 8. So, all right, we got that, right? We all agree to that?
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
No.
So what?
I have.
And the impact of that, just to hang some numbers on, is that reduces Powerhouse One capacity by about 20 KCFS that we would need to either pass as additional spill or figure out a way to.
That's just for 2 days.
Open up the NAV lock.
I'm not worried about that.
That's just for 2 days.
I'm not worried about that.
On what level?
And right now, you're
trying to work out here. So what's this long? What are we talking about?
And honestly, for these 2 days, since they're still working on the other side of the spillway, this isn't going to be a problem from fallback or adult traction. So we're fine on these next 2 days, I think.
Don't worry about that.
I would. That's important for the Corps, because we would need to hear from NOAA Fisheries.
And NOAA
two-day exceedance of our requirement is okay.
We'll live with that.
What's the river flow right now?
It's at about 45-ish.
Where are we at with Chum?
According to Paul,
it's 152.
They're about 602 units, so it's
right there.
We are basically sac fry.
Right,
it's sac fry time. So yeah, I asked the same question.
Okay. Next one.
Okay, so then the question is: once you guys start with your spill in bay, what is it 14? Then you're going to have the spillway. You only can spill from the north. Mm-hmm. Which is a problem from fallback, and there's no attraction on the south shore side.
That's correct.
And that one's going to go on until
the 17th or the 21st,
somewhere around that time.
Right.
So we've got spill happening right now.
I would call it the 21st.
Yeah.
To be safe, because nothing ever goes wrong at Bonneville, thank God.
Right.
Yeah, where did they have the spill last yesterday? I don't know what.
Although I will say they on the spillway work, they beat every deadline. So.
I think they said earlier. I thought it was.
13 to 18.
I don't know that detail. So
that's going on right now.
Just asking on the phone. They told us a second ago.
So I thought I heard 13 through 17 current spill.
That's correct.
Thursday.
Yep.
Through 17. over here, and then we're going to spill up.
One through eight.
So this is March. Were you talking about starting March what?
Can you write larger?
No, I can't.
So that's March 6th.
February.
Okay. No. No, March. You're in March. I'm sorry. You went to March already. Okay.
You're not in March.
You're not in February.
You're going to lose your pen privileges.
No.
They'll give them to you.
You're lucky you can even read them. My crazy
life. No, I'm going to give them the
Carolyn Schneider.
Whatever Thursday is, right? Isn't that what they were saying?
Thursday at night, they start the Bay.
So the
Bay 14 will start, so then you have to sit north, the 6th.
Somewhere around. Yeah.
Plus or minus.
14th works. Thursday the 9th?
Thursday the 6th.
6th.
Through the 17th or the 21st?
Just say the 21st.
/ 21st. Okay. We know that's the given.
Yeah, that's a constraint. So then you pay.
So, Gary, from the time frame of to about the 21st of Feb, are we going to have problems running Powerhouse 2?
No.
Okay.
No, that's, I mean,
then you're fine.
Fish basket season starts.
Exactly. Where I see the whole problem is going to be March 1st.
That's where you're probably going to be. That operation.
Correct.
You know, right now it's just chum that we're worried about. So we're worried about what spill does.
So the issue with that, though, is if we're operating units in February, we cannot install screens because we won't have a DSM.
Well, now, wait. You're done on the 21st. Then your spillway is back to basically being fully functional, correct? And this is where you and BPA can go in a side room and duke it out for all I care. But I'm saying, operational constraints-wise, this is what you guys were looking at. Mm-hmm. And then I'll let you guys talk about your economics.
Anyway, in February, right? Every year, by March 1.
Yeah, so as long as you're fine with Powerhouse 2 being basically out of service until we can water up the DSM.
Or you basically do, like, you pick out, what we talked about earlier was you do three units, you put screens in three units, and you leave the rest of them on screen, and you have those three units as your overflow valve checkpoint. So you can use them.
The bypass is operational, though, correct?
Not yet.
Not until the 15th.
Not until the 15th of March.
But I'm saying you could
so
put
the
it.
Screens aren't going to.
But you could put.
The
thing is, you could get the
screens. Yeah. Just to get a head start on.
Exactly. So that would make it easier to get the screens in to get your bypass up and running in a timely manner. Exactly. So you pick what you want to do.
You got to want those screens, those units on the closest, on the,
to the corner
south end, right, available first as the bypass comes up in March.
Because if the guy's working out there, you can't use those units by him anyways.
Right.
So you might as well leave those ones with the screens out and use those at night when you need it, your flow going through. Put the screens in by the corner collector because those are the ones March 1st we're going to want to operate because you want to make the corner collector as efficient as possible and draw all your stuff over that direction.
Right. But you can't
operate the south units March 1st because there won't be a DSM operating.
I know that. I'm just saying.
So you mean March 15th.
And then at March 15th, then you can start operating them. I'm saying it gets you there to get your screens in on time so when 15 kicks, you at least can start up. You'd have a good chance of having all your screens in on time, correct?
Right.
So yeah,
if you preload screens.
So there shouldn't be an issue getting the screens in by March 15th if the contractor is done somewhere between the 9th and the 11th. We can
right.
still get
that was
in
built
the
into this request.
There's a little bit of contingency.
I'm just saying,
right.
okay. odds, if you want to take the chance, that's fine. I'm just saying this gives you a little more flexibility if, God forbid, something unforeseen happens at Bonneville, which I'm sure could never happen.
That's not going to happen.
I know.
I don't know why either.
Positive.
I'm just giving you some flexibility. You don't want your flexibility?
I want flexibility.
Awesome.
I want more flexibility.
I like it.
Let's call you Bowflex.
So here in my fancy writing, so March 15th, B2 bypass operational, yes?
Yes.
Start installing screens in 11, well really 12 yeah. to 18 yeah. is the order.
Yeah.
How long it should be installed by then.
They'll
but
be
you're
installed,
start,
not start.
Start installing screens by March 1st.
By the time the bypass is off,
not March 1st.
Screens should be the operation should be.
This is
our participant has joined the conference.
To start installing screens that week of March
right.
11th.
But that's the order. That's
March
the order,
11th.
And hopefully they'll be done by the 15th, having all the screens in.
Can right. you get them done between March 11th and March 15th?
Yeah, that was what the schedule was based on.
This is when the bypass is going to service. I mean, screen to.
Okay, so now you have an operational bypass mid-March.
Mid-March,
you still
the
have
15th.
Units that are going to run earlier in March, so we have to resolve that issue. That's corner collector operation.
Yes.
So those
When you're doing that, you need to contact your operator. And the way I see it is it's no spill additional because you've got, you're going to be spilling.
No, you'll have to. You can't run the second fire hose. Then there's divers in the water. In the first to the
you're going to be spilling.
You have to spill.
Right. And we would run the corner flush.
So, well, 1 through 11 March.
I know you hate to keep hearing this, but it is a gas or two. So
no, it is not. Not at 14 tail water when you've got powerhouse 1 fully loaded. You won't even detect it.
Not that.
No. Your spill is going to totally determine what your issues are.
Yeah, you're already kind of.
Do you know what side Warrendale's on? You're not going to detect the corn collector over there.
So is this correct? 1 through 11 March, diving to the V2 op, you'll be spilling.
We just keep hearing that it's
against spilling with what pattern?
It is
because
at lower tail waters.
Okay.
Of course. No, that's not true.
I still heard it.
I thought there was supposed to be day or night time.
Okay, I hear you. The
spill's going to kill way before.
Daytime.
Daytime dives. Daytime
spill. My daytime operation.
Yes, it's going to be a nightmare.
Do we spill during the dive?
And it hasn't been for the last month?
So, yeah.
That's what the assumption is here. It,
so. And you're spilling in which side? 1 through 8?
So you're spilling all open. That.
So it makes it no difference then.
Right.
So
okay.
Spill 1 through 18. It says available.
Yeah. Did you say okay?
So the big thing there is what's the pattern after March 15th?
Your loan's back dry for 2 days, is okay?
For spill.
No, he's saying. You guys can
and does that include the corner tomorrow?
Well, when are we going to have...
At night.
During the day?
No, we can't leave
the
You asked me, I'm not ready for anything. I'm talking to him.
From charge of jump
fully or the partial?
No, just to get the. All we care about is Cascade Island. Shut that.
It's on the level.
Spill is 5.
Whatever you want.
It's
110.
Then it's going to be perfect.
Okay. Second to last week
of February. That's right. So the 1 through March time period, or one after 1 March, where you spill doesn't matter.
And if you
correct.
So don't worry about it. Doesn't matter.
Okay, so this is not an issue here.
Right.
Okay. The issue is...
What the issue is, for that early period, before the bypass is up, I want to see that corner collector run all the time if you're going to run that powerhouse.
March 1 to March 15.
As long as you run the powerhouse. If you're not running the powerhouse, I don't care. But that is your bypass.
So you're saying...
Do the screen... system until the 15th of March. Before the 15th of March, if you're going to run Powerhouse 2, you need to run the corner collector. Now, for a large part of that time, you're going to be spilling, and it's not going to be a cost issue for you guys because there's part of your spill.
The spill cost is no matter which route it goes through, doesn't matter.
I understand that, but that's exactly my point, right. Scott. So, you know, it's those 8 hours. It's going to hurt you guys. Understand.
Well, it's the whole 24. It's 8 more.
I know, but what I'm doing is hurting you for 8 hours. I'm not hurting you for the other 16. They are.
Okay. So is this right? Yeah. So March.
March 1st through X,
which is the 15th. You're going to run the power. B2. You have to have the corner collector open. That's what your position is.
My position is run the corner collector if you're running the powerhouse.
Right.
As and run a bypass.
Okay.
Well, the question is for kelp juvenile. What is that for?
It's our fish passage season. It's for kelts and juveniles.
Kelts and juveniles.
So
our juvenile passage
once
season
you open it,
March.
It's open.
24/7.
Is that what you're saying? Once you open the corner collector, it stays open.
And I think you're going to operate this every day, it sounds like. So yeah. I just don't want to see us shutting it off every... And you, no, I'm not saying that. If you shut the powerhouse off or you bring the bypass up, then we go to the kelp trigger. It might be 18th of March is what I'm suggesting as a trigger point, since we don't have a operating
in lieu of
monitoring system for the first 2 weeks of March.
But we don't necessarily need one. We're providing the corn collector, the spillway, and the sluice.
Yeah, but the 20 fish is a bullshit number then, because you haven't had the screens in that whole month, so you're not going to hit your 20 till like probably
because the fish season. Got one of the 3 spill routes is probably where they went.
Yeah, but the point is that 20 fish is, that tells you a metric of the population has passed. Not that you got 20 through the bypass. We don't care about that. That was a metric of like saying, okay, once we've got 20, we have a big enough population going by.
Right.
If we're not measuring the population, then that criteria is just crap.
So let's not fight that one right now.
No, we've got another hour for that.
This 1 through 11 March, you're okay to do what Sean wants to do. If we're going to run the powerhouse, let's have a bypass system meeting the criteria of the fish passage plan. There's no reason we can't run the pointer collector as our primary bypass system for that period of time. So that's what we would do. Once we get to 15 March, then we go to a JBS system. We have that. You can shut the corner collector off at that point. But what I'm saying is, since we don't have any way of monitoring up through that point, out passage, I would rather go with a trigger based on the average. I sent a memo out an hour or so ago to Tammy and some others. So it's an 18th date, and that's a day later than it was last year.
He's a giving guy.
That would initiate start of the corner collector for kelp passage if we haven't come to some conclusion on using the Powerhouse 1 priority and Sluiceway as our kelp passage.
And do we have the data from that? Did you were able to get a hold of Wartimer to ask if you had the data on that?
It'll be on the survey.
We need to chew through that and come to a conclusion on what we do, but if we're still in the what we were last year, we don't get paid over with Powerhouse 2 operation, then we need a trigger. And I've got that, I think, a very reasonable trigger option out there. So that gets us up to the end.
Before you leave that, one through from March 1 to the 11th, how are you operating the corner collector? Is if the powerhouse is on, you operate the corner collector, or if the powerhouse has been on, how are you turning it on off the corner collector? Are you turning on off the corner collector?
I'm assuming that listening to what you guys are saying, it's a nightly thing. Night the powerhouse runs, day the spill. Night powerhouse, day spill. Back and forth. First 2 weeks of March, maybe even longer, but you're going to run it that way. That's what I'm understanding, and if that's the case, then I'm saying just run the corner collector for the month of March, or at least the first part of it.
First 11 days.
When you can run the bypass.
Till the 15th. You're saying instead of spilling, you want to run the corner collector from March 1 through 15 as the bypass.
Right.
With nighttime V2 off.
That's what you guys are saying. So,
and
we might have some gas problems.
Daytime. So in the daytime, we'll be doing spill.
You're spilling.
Spill on top of the corner collector.
Right. Yes. Well, and in addition to, not on top of.
Yes.
It's you're trying to get rid of a certain amount of flow that you can't pass through the powerhouse, right?
Correct. But
then there's the collector's dissolved gas.
That's going to be
the same thing, whether you're spilling it or whether you're passing it through the corner collector. Corner collector is not an issue here.
No, we'll just leave it on.
So you're basically making the argument that we're managing it. I mean, we're talking about this spill. We should just be talking about it. We're managing the 13.5. So how that water gets there is a moot point.
It doesn't matter.
It's all right, but realize that there's going to be some gas implications, which is going to get thrown back at you.
What's that? So what?
If you're spilling like this,
right,
you're going to have some TDG issues over 105. I personally am not going to have a kitten on that one. You're the one who's going to be the regulatory, and she's going to get nailed on that one.
Right, and that's the joke in the deck. I'm not suggesting they spill anything.
Oh, geez, that's brilliant.
That's what I'm hearing them say. Now, we could run with
no spill.
We could do away with this lamprey stuff altogether.
You knew that's where he's going with that. Come on, you didn't see that coming.
There's your out. I'm not saying you need to spill in. You don't need to do this work.
Yeah, I know.
Our goal here is to get the lamprey flume installed.
My goal is to not
get the spillway completed and not impact or minimize impacts to ESA fish and non-listed fish.
Don't say minimize, because if we're talking minimize, then we're already...
Well, if you have TDG in 106...
Cannot be any take here at all.
Understood.
None.
That's why it's not easy.
You're not covered under Section 7. Everybody, realize that. You're all in for a lawsuit.
All right, then I'll say, and have no impacts to ESA listed fish, and minimal impacts to other fish.
So it's all us trying to keep a straight face and saying, impact?
No. I think we've got something here impact that we can work with.
It's hard to keep a straight face through it all, but we're working.
It's
going to be chum against it.
It's going to be chum under this, but I'm ignoring that for the moment.
Okay, as long as you're doing it.
Let's work through this. work through an operation. The chum are going to bite us in the ass, I know, but...
they're dogfish, though.
That's just gorgeous.
The big ones are dogs. Now they're just little ones. The big ones are teeth. But ones.
Yeah.
They're gone.
So that
okay,
came,
so
that
we have a plan up to March 15th. So right. From March 15th to March,
really.
What happens after March 15th? We've got the JBS in.
JBS is in. You can technically close the corner collector for
2 days or
3 days,
to the 18th. The trigger is decided at that time.
Right? Yep.
And then we just go right into regular operation.
Well, now the question is...
10 units of Powerhouse 1.
Am I reading this right? By the 12th, are you done with dives?
Oh, no.
Yeah, the 9th.
Oh, you mean March.
By March,
March
yes.
9th.
March so technically 9th. By then...
They got to bring the ladder all the way.
They might be
yeah, by then,
bring it down.
Isn't it just the 11th we care about? Because once you've got the divers out of the water, you can run Powerhouse...
I know. Right. I'm saying 15.
Right, exactly.
Do you think they're going to be on schedule?
Yeah, that's
hey, I was supposed to be the
pessimist. That's why we added a couple of days there.
You're taking my job! So, no, I'm saying, so by the 15th, say the 15th, if God is a kind person.
I will be.
Yes, thank you.
I'm kind.
So once the divers are done, then it's a matter of getting the screens in, and then you can start running units.
The screens will be in.
That's the thought here.
Now, unless you want to do something about like putting a couple screens in a couple units, you could run those... To give yourself some flexibility, I don't know. That's your.
We can
call.
Leave that up to the project.
I like that idea.
That will assist them.
Being proactive, yeah.
Significantly. But it may not.
It may be your boss, may not be. I don't know.
Right.
Up to you guys.
So, I didn't get a clearance.
Okay. So technically, we're on the coordination form.
So let me get this straight. You know, listener on the phone here, that I heard that there's a agreed upon approach or plan that. Through March 15th. Now, in saying that, does that mean that, you know, that will accommodate, that will adequately accommodate the divers to that point? And on March 15th, the divers are supposed to be done with their work. Is that correct?
Yeah, they're supposed to be done on the 9th. And then
March 9th?
But the project will have all the bypass facilities and the ladder fully up and running and 100% by the 15th. That's the idea. And actually, this conversation's more or less come full circle to what was written in the coordination form.
We have to hash through it.
Right,
that's
I know.
The thing. We have to argue.
Well, sort of. I thought I saw a 30.
Little tiny little tweaks, but.
What?
Didn't I see a 31st date in the coordination?
That's because they're going to have work over.
That's because there's going to be work, yeah,
over
within
fish,
50
right,
feet,
but
yeah, but not in the water.
Right. Divers are out.
And then when are you thinking that you'll have, so Ben said he could put the other bulkhead in to get all four entrances up and running. When would that date occur?
Say that again.
So Washington Shore.
Yeah, if we get Washington Shore back up and running, get all entrances
that
running.
That would be by the
15th. 15th of March?
By the 15th, yeah.
Okay.
Not before that.
I didn't think it would be. That's okay. I don't know if it was like the 11th or 12th. Well, you actually have it on the 12th, so.
Right.
So we good?
Really, we should be fully operational in our house tonight.
By the 12th, we should have the Washington Shore should be up by the 12th, 15th.
Everything back to normal.
We're working on top of that.
Everything in the schedule works out as you have.
Right.
Continued spill.
Directed.
One thing I heard is that, and you mentioned this morning too, is that you'd like to see Powerhouse 2 priority
right, I'm just looking
on that date as well.
Right, exactly. Shift back over to
how do you feel about that? What are your concerns?
You could have his priority, it just won't run because you're going to be doing the work. Can you do work in the tail race with that line?
Okay.
15.
15
done.
Has left the conference.
Okay.
So 15 March, everything's back.
You go to Powerhouse 2 priority, and yeah, we're good. We're back to normal operations.
Everything available. Let's just say everything available. V2 priority. Quarter collector closed.
That shouldn't affect the TRD, the turbo.
Yeah, how does that fit in?
Correct.
Turbine reduction, yeah, that's just a two-day thing. And
that's on the 20th.
Turbulence reduction device is not being impacted by any testing. Can we call it?
It's one day.
What's the dates on your research you're doing on that, John?
It's here in the...
March 25.
March 25 is when they start velocity testing in the
unit. Is that when you pass the turd? Oh, I just had to do it.
March 25.
That's
2 days?
No, it's 2 weeks. That's March 25 through April 5th, and we're likely going to be testing in units 14 and 15 concurrently, and probably want adjacent units operating during that time frame. So we're looking at unit operation of 13,
14, 15, 16.
Go fish. Well, then this seems like it's other than the fact that...
I don't think it's a gas.
I still haven't heard it clear.
Even though gas is...
It's a constraint.
You can't do any of it.
I mean, it's still going to be
the
same.
What's the plan for TDG?
Support.
You're never going to get Noah to say that you're... You're never going to hear Noah say, oh, it's fine to go past 105. They're going to let you take that one on the chin and... be the ones hanging out there.
We're not going to say it's fine to exceed water quality standards at all.
So what I'm hearing is...
So when you get the phone call and it's 105.5, then what do we do?
Agnes. Call Oregon. See if Oregon's awake,
huh? What?
From a NOAA standpoint, from a risk to fish standpoint, I don't think going to 106 is going to be a problem. If you're doing it for a couple of days.
So specifically tomorrow, this is happening Wednesday and Thursday. We have a short-term issue here and a long-term. The short-term is Wednesday, Thursday, we've got two units out. It's going to hit us in the face first thing tomorrow morning. If it already hasn't, actually, just looking at some recent values, it didn't actually, it sounds like TDG went down at Warrendale, but then it spiked back up again. Is that correct?
Yeah, bottomed out at 102.8 at about 9 o'clock this morning, and now it's back up right at 104.9 was the latest reading.
So. Yeah, it's so what the spill's been going, and you'll see it's lying behind as it did yesterday.
Correct, and it has been ebbing and flowing. Unfortunately, it's been flowing much higher than anticipated, and it's, again, we're...
So what's the forebay?
It's been high.
It's coming in high. Well, from John Day
and
the Dalles, it's coming in a couple percentage points higher than it was Monday, Tuesday.
It was super windy in the wind.
Yeah, so there's a system impact.
Yeah, but that shouldn't matter if you're not injecting gas unless the water's warming.
Correct, and that's the trick with threading this needle too. There's so many variables, and to just stick it
as the water warms,
and not hit it is so hard due to the external factors like where it is now. The elevated baseline is higher than anticipated. But again, I guess I'm just... So what I'm hearing from you as far as tomorrow's operation goes, no fisheries.
You're not going to get a call from no fisheries.
Stop.
Yeah.
We need to...
Do we have any capability of running second powerhouse units for a couple days?
No.
Is that...
Oh, you totally could. You're just impacting their ability to work.
Right.
That's what it comes down to.
Which affects the schedule. Yeah,
yeah. So that's our main issue.
That's why it's an issue for this
project. There would be no diving for those days.
So it would
We've got a floating plan in there, too, now. So that makes it even more complicated.
There was like an hour to try and discuss it,
so this is about calling off work tomorrow,
yes,
and Thursday.
Impact slampery.
Correct, and that would, I'm assuming, impact this, and then...
Hold on. Even if we do get the 106, we have to do something. What is that something? We stop work and go...
Why don't we...
I know that's where
you're going. Okay, so, spillway then. What's going on the next 2 days in the spillway?
You're going to be spilling the 60-ish.
But what's going on? Can we flatten the pattern?
Yes.
And they are turning that rock over. They're looking at it right now. So they could potentially get a 2% reduction or so just from flattening out.
So that might be enough.
Yeah, because right now, we're in the south.
We're getting the attaboy pat on the back, but we can't give you assurance that we're not going to see 105, I guess.
This is the first step. You get a flat pattern, you see how it works.
Right, and then we dive as long as we can, and then you pull the divers.
Okay, then we're going to have to pull the divers. That's just the way it goes, operate some... Yeah, use the powerhouse too. Crank it.
Well, put it
in. Because that gets us at least a partial dive day, and if we know we have to be at 8 and we have to age noon or whatever.
That's why there's a 3 to 5 day contingency there.
We have the outage already set.
March, so.
Understood. We just haven't got the policy guidance as far as the succedence issue.
3 more days, 15. It's a miracle if this is going to work, but I think
I understand.
Okay.
So the plan for tomorrow is we stay according to as we currently have planned, but what the Corps is doing is exploring modified spill patterns to flatten it out to hopefully reduce TDG at a rate of 2%, and we thread the needle ever so we do the work, and then we'll hopefully stay not to exceed 105.
If you guys exceed 105, you're not going to hear a listed fish howl from us.
I understand, but it gives me great pause when I'm hearing from NOAA Fisheries that we're at that 600 temperature units in a sac fry stage, and that's
okay. You're going to hear a howl from us.
No, they're just, all NOAA says this is where things are right now.
Right.
They're not going to make the call on it. Someone else might.
Yeah.
It's your level of risk.
It's a state water
quality
issue. Yes. That's not us. We're not the state of Oregon.
Nope.
I will say that if you're going to exceed 105 for a day, you know, we're going to flatten things out by a couple percent, 2 days, by a couple percent, that's not going to, we're not going to yell at you from a endangered chum listing standpoint.
Okay.
We have Geist research, we got a lot of stuff out there that says that these chum are actually pretty resistant to this. There's a whole lot of reasons why I'm not as concerned as I could be if this is a hatchery situation. So.
Yeah, that was a good investment. That work was.
Right. Dennis is under.
So I'm hearing you say we go forward with tomorrow's operation. We
there
take the two units out. We look into the pattern modification.
Well, you implement the pattern modification tomorrow, and that's part of an experiment to see how effective it was. So their first is, it was an experiment. Oh, it didn't work so good.
Slid through the one day.
There you go. And then you only got one more to come up with.
And it goes
it's not
like
that
this.
Hard.
It doesn't go like that with
Plus,
the TDG.
I mean, the weather.
If
the weather gets nice, it gets more wind, maybe we'll get
right. Unfortunately, it's not coming down low enough.
So I think we've got this one wrapped up. What's our next step?
What about the long term? The March TDG again. As long as we're
prepping up for
sorry.
Once again, we're going to have the spill pattern and see where we're at. And then if we exceed it,
that's where you guys are going to have to problem. We need to the short and north pattern. That's what things are going to do on this bill.
You're going to be real close.
And so we're going to be right at that 105.
Oh, real close?
By a 1%?
They're going to be so far over. With this north pattern they're going to run with, they're hosed.
That's
so
flat.
Think,
but
Laura thinks it'd be better north flat.
Starting on the 15th, we've got the entire spillway.
So the extension, I think you're going to have to spill.
You're actually pretty good.
It's still
going to
spill.
It'll
probably
have to
spill.
After March 15th?
No, after
24th.
It's again worse.
It's a constraint. It's a real constraint. So we have to do a risk assessment. I don't know what's in that role.
So
I'm
taking vacation in the next 2 weeks.
We're looking into pattern modification. Down, but that speaks to the short term. It's the longer term. The entire rest of February,
I got you.
And March, it's not going away. So,
so sorry, Vern, I have to back up on the detail. I don't get because I'm not a bigger person. So what does it mean you need a half day construction for me because you're moving from Cascade over to the UMC?
That's project maintenance needs that time to take the clearance and then. They have to, I don't know the details, but you could probably tell me exactly how they do that.
What
does
it
mean
is
and how
the
long?
UMT and the Washington Shore exit are cleared out for the safety of the Lamprey contractor. Obviously, if you're going to open the exit, you're going to have to work through and remove some of those cards. So in the interest of keeping people safe, they would have them out of the ladder while we rerouted Cascades Island through the UMT and out the Washington Shore exit and put in a new bulkhead, which would then be added to that clearance.
So chat with me about, I don't understand what you mean by a half day. Do you mean a half day every day? Do you mean a half day?
One day.
And
one day
would that be roughly?
Whatever day works with you guys. Now, they had it scheduled for the 21st in the interest of accommodating NOAA. If we can get it sooner, that would be great. So they're looking at next week. But you got to look at the schedule and where it might be appropriate for your contractor to come out maybe half a day in the morning or half a day in the afternoon, whatever might be.
And they may come out early, and you may be, if we came out early, could you go? On the hour's notice, because they, you know, sometimes they get stuff done, and sometimes they get some stuff, and then they have to come out. So.
Tony, are you still on the phone?
Yeah, I just started chiming. No, an hour's notice is not going to do it for us.
So how much notice do you need?
Give me 3 hours.
And I can't speak to that.
Three hours notice, and you can do the work in a half a day.
In a half a day, correct.
So you need to meet with the contractor and find out when they can have this downtime so that they can use it. And then go ahead and have them pull out, and then these guys will come in and then open that up.
Now, isn't most diving going on outside of the lab?
I know.
So you're not putting water through it. You need to clear it to figure out what the risk. I don't understand the safety issue.
The clearance is what keeps the water out of the ladder so that you're not letting them out. So,
right, so people diving outside the ladder.
There's also clearance on shutting the units off every day to ensure that they stay on.
I got too much going. Okay. So what Tammy's saying is within Cascade Ladder, nobody can be there if they have to use it. That's the safety issue. It's not my divers.
Yes,
it's
your divers. No, it's your
my divers.
Yes, because we are going to be impacting Washington. The way Washington Shore is set up and cleared out right now, we are going to be changing that. And so we can't have people in there while we're changing it because then we violate the clearance procedure.
But we have North, we have NUE and NDE already.
Your clearance includes the DSM. It includes the exit to Washington Shore. Because if we open the exit, we're going to get a bunch of water surface, even with the bulkhead in place.
Is that going to affect the men in the water?
Yeah, it's going to be water coming through.
There's going to be water coming through.
No. Okay, so wait. No, stop. What will happen? Oh, my hell. Okay.
Where are we?
Right now we are explaining how Cascades Island goes through Washington Shore exit. There is a bulkhead that goes in where the UMT and Washington Shore meet up, and we block it off so water cannot go downstream of Washington Shore, but the Cascades Island fish will exit out the upper section of the Washington Shore ladder. In order to reconfigure so we can open up the Washington Shore exit and install that bulkhead, it requires changes to the clearance. And to change the clearance, you cannot have anybody signed in under the clearance. So you cannot have people working in the ladder when we go futzing around with the cars.
Well,
that is why we need a half a day to get them out of the ladder, signed out of the clearance, and then we go change the cards that we need to change, and then they sign back in, and they can continue like normal.
Okay, so
it's the men in the ladder. It's not the men diving outside the ladder.
No, it is.
Everybody signed into
all
the clearance.
Both. It's the clearance.
Yes, it is.
Go ahead.
They're near the entrance.
The second. Go ahead.
So then we need to look.
He said both.
He's referring. Tony, who's going to talk on the phone?
No, you hit it exactly right. Tammy, I was about to applaud Tammy. She
all right. Well, I'll applaud her. Way to go, Tammy.
Yay.
Oh, my hell.
Oh, my hell.
It's called a pregnancy hormone. It's all
awesome. Oh, come on.
It's so easy.
Thank you, Tammy.
That's my best class.
No, it's already
out. Tammy says she's...
All right, so now you understand that, the clearances, it's all...
And when do you need that by?
1 hour before.
No, what day, what's your drop dead date to have that all figured out? Because that has to go to construction, and they got to figure that
as
in.
As soon as you can figure it out, but at least by the end of the month. Otherwise, Gary's going to
February?
Be...
February?
Yes. Because Gary's going to be upset that we're spilling at the north end and just sending fish around in the nice little loop. So the sooner we can not do that, the better off we'd be.
Before we break, we will.
There you go. This is Tony. If there's a window, you know, we're open anytime between the 11th and the 28th. So if you have a dive window in there, a half a day's window, whichever day works best for you, as long as you can give us roughly 3 hours advance notice, we'll make it happen.
So
11 through 28.
So
it actually, you want to make it the
11th through
the 21st,
don't
you?
Okay, fair enough.
Bond and... I'll call it a switch. Within 3 hours.
This is my 3 year, but I think by later.
So okay, I'm gonna let Tammy call Scott.
All right.
Well,
so this is
explain your need to him, so I don't mess it up.
Is he out of the project?
Just call him.
I'll go there tomorrow.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
Yeah,
I'm talking about that.
Great, thank you, Tammy. Great.
So I've been yelling at Greg. He's being all bossy over
I'm not being bossy. I'm just saying talk to him tomorrow in a very gentle, kind way.
What's your position, Burr? Are you your boss? I think I'm going to get out of here. Well, that's good.
So,
I could not have said it.
So before, oh, before we leave.
All right, let's wrap it.
Yeah, before we leave.
Thing we got to talk about.
Doug's spinning in his chair over here because we still haven't, we've addressed maybe the next kind of 24 hours in terms of this TDG issue, but the core folks are going to be putting heads together in the next couple of days, continuing to talk about the long-term plan of how to, it sounds like we figured out something in terms of the Washington Shore Ladder operations and you know, B2 bypass stuff, but that doesn't address in February during dive work, you know, this TDG problem. So we're going to be looking at the potential risks and potential operations, right?
Yeah.
And we'll keep folks in the loop as that conversation evolves.
Keep your fingers crossed.
Mm-hmm. Really?
There's, so you're saying there, there's a lot of risks that we're going to
run into the gauge and
right. And that happened. It happened last year. So the gauge might go out. Then we could create a. We could create
then you're, I'm gonna go duck hunting. You're golden. I'm gonna go that shot.
Create an analog.
No problem.
So you don't want the analog.
Create an analog.
Well, we did it in the past.
Because this schedule, this flume system construction schedule, is dependent on being able to, you know, have divers in the water on the days that we want them in the water.
Right.
And exactly. And so that's why it's a risk.
Right.
So,
yep. We're going to write all this up.
Tammy's got it.
Yeah. And I've got it in my fancy little write up here that I'll compare notes.
So I'll try to update folks.
Wrong question.
Who's more stuff that happens this afternoon in Bitterwig.
A revised proposal. Sean, when can we get a revised proposal out to FPOM?
It should be pretty easy.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay. Tomorrow we'll close the business.
So we'll see a revised
with kind of a schedule.
We'll consider the gas issue as well as
thank you.
Yeah.
As the timing and the operations. All the issues.
Yeah.
Good. Have you been talking to Paul Wagner?
I have.
Okay, let's see what else Chris Fick's been talking about.
Nothing too exciting.
I'm not supposed to see that. That's
tomorrow. The backup
plan? I already know about it.
No, I think it's
right.
The what?
Yeah. I'm so
cool.
I've just seen my name.
How are we doing?
The is what?
Yeah, we still have more to talk about.
Yeah, yeah. So also, before folks kind of wander off,
Bonneville project.
If we don't... If we aren't able to complete the flume system this spring for whatever reason, whether it's the gas issue or the contractor is off schedule, and you know there are some off ramps as I mentioned earlier, and you know looking at the schedule, for example, the upper flume and entrance for the upper entrance should be done by the 23rd of February.
Right.
So that's why that's one of the off ramps here. So that therefore you would have potentially a functioning flume system. You just wouldn't have both entrances. There's two entrances, the upper and the lower.
You wouldn't have this bottom entrance right here.
So if for whatever reason, you know, we have to use one of these off ramps, then we're going to have to discuss some sort of outage in the fall so we can complete this. And I sent out a graph to some of you, I guess, earlier looking at passage in kind of the October through early December time period. I know that for this current in-water work period, I think the earliest date we were able to start was November 12th after some discussion. What I don't know from this is, so it says that, for example, if your off ramp point is February 23rd, and this is just an example, you know, how many weeks after that you can figure out that's what, 4 weeks in addition to that that you would need to complete the flume system? Three?
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Give or take. I mean, you know, you have to remodel.
Including the work on the deck.
So what we're looking for is when would the earliest we can get in the water. We'd like to investigate as early as the middle of October. Because that way you squeeze it before you get the chum operation, you can fit almost all of it through the first powerhouse. You won't have the gas problem.
I'm thinking December 1. That was going to be the last week of October.
Yeah, and that's...
Wow, we got a lot of different dates.
So, Scott, you're saying October what to what?
Well, it's around the 15th, but I agree with Tom, probably the last week of October is when your numbers will be low enough. That'll give you 3 weeks before you start the CHUM operation.
Or and roughly that's no till November 10th?
Correct.
If we have to push it out that far.
Correct.
Correct.
And I was very
have left the conference.
Yeah, I mean, that's when Enwater work period starts.
Okay. Right.
So I'm wondering why we jump to the side, why we can't do this in the Enwater work period next year and maintain the Bradford Island ladder as we need to. So when would the Bradford Island ladder come down?
December 1st.
It's December 1st. And what they want to do this year, something that they haven't done in over 13 years, is get into that center part of the collection channel. A lot of those grates are done.
Right, I know.
I'm
on record several times saying we've got to have that.
Very natural.
I wasn't sure when you were taking it down, if it was going to be at the end.
Yeah, it'd be the whole 3 months, and then
you'd
have to
fill
it.
The whole 3 months. Okay. Well, that's that then. Right. Get her done this year.
What is the takedown date?
I mean, is it December 1st, or is it? It's low on December
1st. Okay. Get it done now.
I'll be coming back from the
Agreed.
I know. But, you know, we do, like Doug says, Doug is always talking about TDG. I mean, there's
Isn't
just not anything.
The basic thing is I'm not even the water quality person.
TDG,
we got to get to start coming to meetings.
Yeah, you should.
Every day he talks to me. Every day I get an email from somebody at RCC that says, TDG, Natalie, we got issues.
Well, we do, and that's part of the reason for bringing up the fall operation. You can get around the TDG when your flows are low enough. So there is a window there, just the river's low enough normally that period of time.
Are you worried about TDG in the fall? Is that what the...
Any time of year when the river's above the 110 KCFS, then you have to start considering how much spill you're going to have and what your TDG is going to be. That's what we're bumping into. And the only time when you really have low enough flows appears to be in September, October. September's out because it's your peak year adult fall passage. So sometime late October and early November, the other times, flows are starting to come back up depending on the rains. If you wait till December, January, February, we're potentially in high flows. I mean, last year after November 17th, we had to raise the CHUM level because your flows were way too high.
Yeah. If you're going to put us in a situation where we have to choose between two listed species, we're not going to.
Which two are you choosing between?
If it's CHUM versus fall Chinook,
okay.
Or any Chinook, or steelhead, we just can't be in that situation here with this.
Right.
We can't be there. We just can't do that. So that's the message. If it's gas issues, I'm not worried about gas for CHUM in the fall, at least not the 105. I know it's a state standard, but I'm not worried about it from an impact to those fish. So that's not an issue for us. But passage is. So we want to maintain good passage conditions. So that's... Again, we can't be in a situation of trading off.
Well, ESA. What do you do after our, because if you go to Class 1 cooperation, that's a care of fault thing, so I'm going to fall back.
Sure.
Plenty of traction to it.
Right, no spill.
No spill. So you get that last week of October, would that be adequate enough passage?
It would be if we weren't, as long as we don't run the second powerhouse
back
with no adult passage.
Or we'd have to do something right now is dump about the.
Or what are we talking about? Is in terms of outages.
You have dives again. If we don't get the
I think it would look a lot like what the
Bradford Island's out.
Right.
But the only time you can squeeze it all through is.
But that isn't until the second one. So we're talking about November time frame.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of variables here that we're going to tied down. I just don't have them all in my head.
Probably
how long is it going to be? What do you need to have exactly?
Right, 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
3 weeks.
Well, I've
you don't know that because you don't know what you're going to get done.
Right? I know. Right. I'm just saying. That's,
I think
that's
assuming nothing gets done that three last offering.
But from the off-ramp, right. The last off-ramp.
Last off-ramp.
You have to remove, and then you got to start doing the work, and then you got to get out of there.
Yeah, so, that's true.
You got to, it's not going to be easy enough.
You don't want to be there.
There's also a chance you could reconfigure or redesign what you're putting in. See if there's a way to streamline that a little bit.
Well.
So the last week of October is the 28th.
It's already been built.
It's just not.
November 1st is that Friday. And then that gives you two more weeks to go into November to, if needed, to November 15th. So then you can cover CHUM. I mean, that's just kind of a window. Yeah. 28th of October to the 15th of November. Okay? We'll work on that and we'll fine tune it.
I was going to say, once you fine tune it, we have OF POM next Thursday. Next Thursday.
Got it.
There you go.
Fine tune it. I'll fine tune it between now and next Thursday.
Really, you will?
Oh, yeah. Just go to
I would like to see.
We don't know what we're going to be getting.
Yeah.
So until, but yeah, well, just say we talked right now.
We've been through this once.
Right.
Last year.
It was November
on. Not before.
Right, and we had to really beg for that. So
right. So,
we,
I mean, that's
I went in with a request for November 1st.
I don't see us being any earlier than that.
That's the thing.
And I know there's a CHUM issue.
There's a CHUM issue.
Struggle with that, but
CHUM issue, the gas issue, getting the ladder fixed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the thing is, if you only run a powerhouse one, we're probably fine. And what is if we came up with the same crazy concept we're doing now for partially running Washington Shore? We're just running this fish back to spill the exit on that side.
Right. With no spill. We're running no units. We can't guarantee no spill.
I know.
That time.
No, we can't guarantee no spill.
But you can spill out of the south.
You know what you're going to get.
You don't know how hard it's going to rain. You can't guarantee it, but it'll be low probability.
Low probability.
It's lower than we have now.
And then you can also shift the spill pattern to go to the south. Because we have the full spillway to play. Mm-hmm. Right. So. That's a good point. There's nothing going on in there. So.
Yeah. Well,
I don't
know. Yeah.
Until
we break something down. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so we're going to something's got to give here.
B branch.
Yeah, exactly. B branch is what we'll give.
You'll
be back to this.
Just
you guys better know. You fixed 4-4, right? So this is. It's not done?
No.
Well, what are you doing?
Branch isn't
why are you here?
Yet.
That's why it's not the 28th.
It's taking you so long.
I thought you said that at the beginning.
You did.
Tell me that the valve was still out. I thought you were doing something else, like diffuser maintenance or something. Grief.
Good grief.
Yeah, good grief. What are you doing? One compressor wrench.
All right.
Let's wrap this.
What?
So Lisa, they just finished the dive.
Got me all pissed
they moved the case on and they got the pot out.
No. I'm all sweaty.
Get the hot
oil. Regenerate.
No, I'm the one that has to be curmudgeon-y here. We really do support getting this work done, and if you can get it done sooner than better, sooner than later, that's better. But just in all honesty, it's really, really, really disappointing to coordinate it this way.
Oh, I totally agree.
And it's people above me are not happy with this. So we just can't say, nope, we're going to coordinate something for next week and just go do it. It's bad for relationships all around, in my opinion, and in management's opinion. So in the future, if we can avoid doing it this way, that would be preferable. But I appreciate everybody's efforts to do this, though, because I know it wasn't your idea, but
my idea either.
So if I'm here from a safety standpoint. I'm a safety officer at the division now. I'm here from the asset management standpoint. I'm here for ops, and I'm here for I'm not here for anybody else. I'm here for my boss. So this is
So
the communication standpoint is the biggest thing that is bothersome to us.
The issue that's bothersome to you is that, you know, we started this coordination quite a long time ago.
Yeah.
Right. Well,
like 2 years ago?
2 years ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And it just so happens things happen.
Well, Bonneville's a mess.
Well, we understand that.
And trying to cram it all in and having the branch go down 2 years in a row really made it difficult. However, we have commitments with the Accords, ESA.
It was, like I said, we support getting it done.
And the spillway, you know, the spillway.
I mean, it's not like we just came in and started coordinating this.
All of a sudden.
I don't know what message you're sending.
The message is that,
go buy a bottle of
beer. Let's see, how long, we have WEC requirements. And we almost got nailed with the WEC requirements because we didn't coordinate soon enough, 72 hours. We were right on the edge with that. And those violations, it's a violation for BPA, violation for us.
What's a WEC requirement?
Western Energy Coordinating Council, basically electric reliability.
Right, but to be fair to the group, this is the first time we've seen the schedule in 2 years. So there have been a lot
and
of...
I'm not giving this group a hard time at all. It's the fact that, okay, now go out and do something today. And you know, go out and we're going to start doing this now.
Can't run a railroad that way.
Right.
That's not working. And that's,
yeah, that's all understood.
Totally. So, totally agree.
But I appreciate everybody's effort to try to make it happen. So.
And there's already been a lot of dialogue internally in the district talking about ways to prevent these conflicts from happening in the future, or at least reduce the risk.
So, Vern's giving me the evil eye there.
Something to buy some beer, I think.
Yeah. You've got to get the evil eye if you show up.
One thing you guys in CORE can consider is in this next buy-off, we need to somehow incorporate these courts and these slam reactions so that we aren't trying to do these with a no-take.
Right.
Yep.
Right now, that bar is so low that we're low bar. And I mean, I don't know how to that say
the bar is low or the bar is high?
The bar is, well, high.
Okay.
But what we're doing is over the top of the bar. Even though it's a big deal, we're not doing a lot. So in fact, Sam, we're doing enough that I can't say that this is a no effect. This is, there's absolutely no take. Because take, delay, grass harm, any of these things, it isn't just kill. So, to say that we have no take here is far stretch. That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to say that.
Every
step of the way,
I heard it.
And it's hard. And every time we talk about, now we're talking October, we're talking another stock of fish, steelhead, chum, chinook.
We're spread out the effects.
Yeah. Make everybody suffer. Yeah. It gets harder and harder to say, well, this is a no problem. So if we can somehow incorporate this into the next buy-off, I think we'll be much easier.
Yeah, it will be.
What are the chances of that?
Richie and I talked about it, and it's kind of up to the people doing the buyout, I guess.
Who is that?
It's the action agencies that I'm talking to.
Okay.
So you can leave, Rick. I'm not talking to Oregon or tribes on this one, but you can listen all you want. All I'm saying is I'm sending a message out to folks who are in those divisions, who are in the driver's seat for these things. Think about what you're coming to us and asking for, because we issue a buyout based on what you're asking, what the action is. And your action is not just salmon action, but it's lamprey action. So the Accords have been a part of this opinion. This is what we're working on, is the Accords requirements. It seems logical that you would put that take in the same opinion and consider it. And if we did that, then we're covered. Right now, we're not.
Well, so Gary,
I'll carry that message back to the division. So.
Well, if we're talking about fall, is that something that we should pursue like now? I mean, we don't know if it's going to happen, but I'd asked Joyce Casey this very question when I saw her. She's our head of environment. And I said, Joyce, okay, if we have potential for fall, do we start consulting with NOAA? And she said, I don't know, you'd have to ask my staff. So I don't know. And if it's, I know there's a 145-day time demand here. Right. I don't know all those details, but...
Well, I think that if we wouldn't, we wouldn't do a biop just on this action. We were going to consider...
Why not?
Because...
You do it on bridge replacements and culverts and stuff.
In the case of the FCRPS, we've decided to do a more, a larger, more programmatic level biop. Okay. I don't know.
Right, but if we're not covered, we would need to, though. Right.
You would need to, right.
Yeah, so.
You would need to, right.
Do you want to?
Not necessarily, but I'm just saying, this is the time to start.
Yes. Picture, if you know, all the Accords actions, so that we got a lamprey issue at McNary, we got lamprey issues at the snake, all those actions should be covered under some buyout. And we have a buyout, by the way, that's being written this year. So by right. COVID,
maybe it won't say lamprey, but it'll be off-season construction activities right. or something that affects.
Right, yeah.
You said but
lamprey-based.
That's what the buyout's been. What I was suggesting is you will know in March how much you got done. And you'll that will guide you how much you're going to need to get done in the fall, if anything. Mm-hmm. That's when I would start talking about.
Yeah. Yeah,
coordination at that point.
Yeah, listen,
that
we
was
don't
my
have to
recommendation.
Let's not bash our gums on something.
Right.
That
it's not
okay, I'm just because of the timing.
We're getting ready for it makes sense.
I just don't want you to broadside it, you. And then.
Yeah. I agree. Well, we're going to take what Sean has right now and probably flip the dates to then and then back it out from there is what we end up doing. Just trying to figure out when we can start.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, the only issue is the chunk for all the issues that are associated with that. That's the problem.
Tell me we're done.
I think so. Is there any comments from people on the phone?
Done, but we're tired of talking about it.
Yeah. Well, for right now.
You do? No comments on the phone?
It teaches you for coming late.
All right, well, we're going to wrap up this section of the meeting, and thanks for calling in.
Is anybody left on the phone?
All right, thanks, Bern.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, thanks, guys. Good luck.
See, that's it. If you pretend like you're sick and throw up.